Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live on this first day of September. We have a couple of callers standing by. Don in Arizona. Don, join the conversation.
Hello, Jim. Yeah, you were talking about Carrie Lake.
Yeah.
She's still trying in the courts. She has court dates September 21st and the 25th. So she still has hearings. They might let, she wants to look at the signature verification. In other words, she's still trying to overturn the election that was stolen
yes.
from her in 2022. And, if they can look at the signature verification, they're supposed to be, the signatures are supposed to be verified. They have some signature on file somewhere in the state, I guess, and that's supposed to, it's supposed to jive with the signature on the envelope of the mail-in ballot. The ballot itself is on the inside. It's a secret ballot. There's no, you know, there's no signature, but the envelope has a signature on there, so they can, they're supposed to look, and they totally do not verify those signatures. It's just because they're fake, because they're criminal, because they're crooks, you know, because they're despicable scumbags who should be in prison. See, I mean, that's And the thing about it, you know, and they're a bunch of crooks, the Democrats, and the Republicans, too, that want to fix the elections. But anyway, that's still going on. But what you're thinking about is she might run for senator, she's talking about, in 2020.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Senator rather than governor. Yeah, good. Good point.
She might run, but she hasn't said that for sure. And now Blake Masters says he's going to run for senator. So I don't know. It's up in the air whether she would win probably because it's going to be, it looks like it's going to be a three-way race for senator there. The Kyrsten Sinema dropped out of the Democratic Party, and I don't know. A lot of things could happen, but she would probably Sinema will run as the independent, and there'll be a Democrat, so then the Republican will be able to win. But I think you're talking about Tulsi Gabbard. She would be a good vice president for a lot of reasons. One thing, she's beautiful. Tulsi Gabbard is, you know, and people would minimize that, but yeah, that's part of it. You don't want to have an ugly person like Mike Pence, you know, as your vice president, presidential. Some people will vote for Tulsi just so they can look at her on TV, you know, once in a while when they turn the TV on and see some ugly guy or something. But she's smart. She was a congressman. She's a veteran. And, she's a Democrat. She'd take away some of the votes. She basically got kicked out of the Democratic Party. So, like a lot of people have, she's like a Bobby Kennedy type. And so she would get some of those votes, too. But, of course, we don't know if the votes are going to matter if the whole thing is fixed in the first place, you know. And Tulsi would be good. Carrie Lake is still trying. Abe Halmaday is still trying to overturn this in Arizona, too. And the press is totally, almost completely silent about all this stuff. They don't want to hear about it. The election, as far as the press is concerned, the election was over, and they're part of the steal. The mainstream media is part of the steal because they don't want to hear any. They think it's criminal to question the election, but it's not. It's not criminal. It's happened a lot of different times. Now, one other thing, you hear a lot of people call into RBN, they say, we're not going to vote our way out of this. Well, but then they don't say, if you're not going to, that's the only way is voting our way out of it. The only other, what are they talking about? They're going to have an armed insurrection? They're going to take up arms against the United States government? Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, even if that was possible, I don't see any will from the people to actually start shooting up the feds, which is ridiculous anyway. It's not even thinking. The only way to change things is by getting rid of the all the steals of the election and then voting in who the best candidate, and that's the only way things would change. And as far as the Second Amendment is concerned, that's determined a lot by the Supreme Court. So if, you know, Trump has put in good people there for, and they've got some positive decisions in small ways on for they're protecting the Second Amendment because of his if it would have been Hillary Clinton, then there would be gun grabbing going on right now, because there'd be a gun grabbing Supreme Court, and there isn't the ones who do it, plus the other federal judges. And that's about all I got to say. Oh, the one other thing is one of the few people I ever donated money to was you, Jim. I donated to you your legal fund, and I think I'm going to turn around and donate a little bit to Carrie Lake's fund. She's still fighting her battles in the legal, and the lawyers are not cheap. So I'll let you go. Thank you.
Don, that was all terrific. I think I agree with everything you said. You know, I mean, I thought for some time Trump and Tulsi would be a great combination. Now, I know she needs to come around better educated on the Second Amendment. I think if she understood that Americans use guns for defensive purposes millions of times every year, saving an estimated 200,000 American lives per annum, she might look at it differently. And the Democrats, with all their strict gun control laws, are creating free fire zones for the perps. No, they can kill people with impunity because at least no nosy civilian is going to intrude. If you conducted experiments, if you had a town where every citizen were armed and others where no citizens were allowed to bear arms, you'd find the crime dropped to virtually zero, just as it has in Switzerland, where every family is required to have a firearm. I mean, after all, if gun control works, Chicago would be the safest city in the world. In fact, it's perhaps the most dangerous in the world. Absolutely outrageous. Worldwide, gun ownership and homicide rates are inversely related. The Democrats would have you believe the more guns, the more homicides, but it's the opposite. The more guns, the fewer homicides. And if we're saving 200,000 lives a year by the defensive use of guns, bear in mind the gun violence death rate is around 70,000, and over half of whom are from suicide. So we're really talking about grossly multiplying the number of deaths if we took guns away from the American people. I believe Tulsi would come around on the second. I find her very thoughtful. I like her poise. Obviously, she looks great, so I'm certainly not going to argue with you about that. But I simply think she would make a very competent vice president. I appreciate those thoughts, Don. Thank you so much for calling and for supporting my legal defense fund. That was wonderful of you. Meanwhile, we got Chance in West Virginia. Chance, join the conversation.
Yes. Hello, Jimbo. Am I coming through?
Yes.
Okay, Jimbo, I have two questions for you. But first, I got two comments. First, I got to personally thank the person whoever's responsible for bringing you on board. Excellent choice. And I noticed you mentioned Santana. Santana happens to be my personal favorite guitarist. But have you noticed that the most talented artists like Santana, Clapton, Chappelle are the ones that are speaking up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it requires a lot of integrity, I mean, to speak out in a controversial issue. There's so much peer pressure. I mean, it's like
I know
the rush to get the vaccine. I mean, I think so many now regret that they got the vax because, I mean, the evidence, especially from the UK, is simply overwhelming. The more vax, the more death. I mean, it's just getting staggering. And if you've had two or three boosters, believe me, your life expectancy has been dramatically abbreviated. The UK data reveals that our own medical system, the CDC, the NIH and all that, the FDA, They've gone on a campaign to conceal they appear to be bought and sold by Big Pharma.
Right.
And, of course, it turns out a lot of the officials in these organizations have a financial interest. They benefit from patents and royalties and the whole bit. I mean, it's as corrupt as it could be. Continue, Chance.
Yeah, and my question to you, Jimbo, I don't know if you addressed this because I don't get the opportunity to listen every day. But my question to you is, whatever became of Wolfgang Halbig and James Tracy? Have you kept in touch with them by any chance?
Well, you want to hear something funny. During the break here, I was trying to return a call from Wolfgang. He just gave me a call. He's fighting the good fight down in Florida. They took a misdemeanor warrant that I don't believe was justified and treated it as though it were a felony. They raided his home in the middle of the night. They marched him through two pastures so he'd look all disheveled when they took a mud shot. He's trying to get a little bit of justice there by bringing suits against the county. I suspect he was calling to give me an update.
Well, God bless him. How about James Tracy now? How's he doing?
James had a big family. I think he has five kids. And my understanding is he's been spending time homeschooling them. You know, it's such a challenge when we got the public schools so corrupt and they want to promote, you know, critical race theory or, you know, perverted sexual activities. They want kids to be exposed to masturbation, anal sex in the third grade. I can understand why parents would pull them out. Now, homeschooling is very challenging. I do believe James Tracy would be qualified, but it's not a task I would want to undertake. But I do believe James, who has five kids, is homeschooling and his...
Is he rather young, though? Could he do it? I mean, he's not my age or your age or older, is he?
Tracy, I think he's around 50. He's around 50 now, would be my best guess.
Yeah, because it gets harder, I would imagine, on older folks like us, because it takes a lot of patience and time. And my second question to you, Jimbo, is this now. Now, I heard you mention that you're an agnostic. I respect your opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs. But I'd like your opinion on this, if you can. This CBDC, this digital currency, do you think that this could possibly be the mark of the beast?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. I will tell it's a form of slavery. Once they get digital currency, they can control every expenditure we make. Getting rid of cash represents freedom. You can do cash transactions. You can't be monitored or censored for what goes on. Cash is really indispensable to our liberty. So getting rid of cash means they're going to be able to track every transaction we make. If we want to fill up our gas tank, but they want us to drive electric, they can cut it off. If we want to send a political donation to Donald Trump or a conservative and they don't want that, they can leave us high and dry. It's absolutely abhorrent. We must not comply with digital currency. It is a guarantee of our subservience and slavery thereafter. Mark my words.
I hear you, brother. Keep up the great work now, Jimbo.
Thank you, Chance. Thank you for the call. We got Laura in Michigan. Laura, join the conversation.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. I wanted to give my speculation about Putin. I think what Putin's doing, he's taking all these hits with the drones. He's taking all these hits because I think he's waiting out for the election. If Trump gets in... Trump's already said he was going to stop the war. But if another Democrat gets in, Katie, bar the door. Putin's going to lay it on us big time for all that we've done to his country.
Well, I guarantee you, Laura, that if we don't fix the voting machines and the manipulation of the outcome, no Republican can win. I've even said... the GOP could run Jesus Christ and he'd still lose to Gavin Newsom because they're manipulating the vote down to the precinct level and Barack Obama set him up to do it. We got to go back to hand counts and paper ballots. And if you take a look, you find Democrats are opposing doing that. Well, that's only because they know they'll never win another election if they're remotely fair. They cannot win fair and square. Trump is going to clean their clock. That's why they're undertaking all these ridiculous actions. It's pure politics. None of these criminal suits have any basis in fact or in law. They are all 100% corrupt. But that's the way the Democrats are proceeding. They have nothing else. And when the head of their party is, in fact, totally incompetent and a big-time criminal, where the record mounts by the day, they got a problem. That's why I think Sarah Palin's got it right. They're going to wait till right before the convention, and they're going to pull Biden. I don't know if he'll resign, pardon Hunter, and withdraw from the 2024 race. They're going to get Kamala out of the way. They're going to bring in Gavin Newsom and Michelle. I have no doubt about it, Laura.
That's scary. I'll tell you, I think Trump should call a new variant the election variant. So people get the idea.
Right.
Election variant. That's what we should all be calling it.
That's right.
I'll tell you what happened to DeSantis. He was so much, when he sent his legislature to Israel to sign that bill about anti-Semitism. I mean, yeah. I'm afraid DeSantis would want to make Israel the 51st state. That's what turns me off of DeSantis.
I think he wants to make Tel Aviv the capital of the United States, Laura.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, we got too much Israeli influence in American politics to this day, where,
absolutely,
you know, the pledge that Cynthia McKinney revealed in 2011 on Iranian television, when new members come to Congress, they're asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel even ahead of that of the United States. I mean, how disgusting is that? And the overwhelming majority sign on the dotted line.
I think the only one that didn't sign that was, besides Cynthia McKinney, was Rand Paul. He was Dr. No.
I admire them both. And anyone who speaks out about Israel, of course, is subject to a vast amount of censorship. All the corruption around America today is simply staggering. It boggles the mind.
But that's Laura. What DeSantis kicked himself in the butt in too much for Israel.
By going to Israel to sign that, I agree with you. That was a blunder. And I think it falls in the category of those amateur mistakes by which he's lost his $50 million pack. They are switching over to Trump. I think, you know, so Trump's got a clear path, and every time they bring another indictment, his popularity goes up, and the black community is swinging behind Trump because they now see he's being abused by the legal system the way they have been abused by the legal system in the past. So
yeah,
I think they're...
Trump's a brother now.
That's right. They're losing more votes than they're gaining by this strategy, but it was all they had to go on. So they played the card, the only card they had to play. Laura, thank you. Thank you for the call. We got Rick in Arizona. Yeah, Rick in Arizona. Join the conversation, Rick.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know at RBN and all the listeners that Trump's got your back. Okay, I didn't call about that. I want to ask you a question about McCartney. Now,
hang on, Rick. Okay. We got to go to the break, and we'll be right back with you after this break.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your Terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Rick from Arizona, lay it on.
Okay. Would you agree that in the 20th century, Paul McCartney was probably, you know, maybe the top three or four most eligible bachelors? And what I mean is he could have any woman in the world, right? I mean, pretty much. In 1969.
Yeah, pretty much. I would pretty much agree with that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so why did he marry Linda McCartney, who was divorced and with a six-year-old girl, daughter, and she really wasn't that good looking? You got an opinion on that?
Yeah, it wasn't James Paul McCartney who married Linda Eastman. It was Billy Shepherd who replaced him after Paul's death in 9/11/1966. He was introduced, remember, in Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album as the one and only Billy Shears. His actual name, William Shepherd, he was a session musician known as the Man of a Thousand Voices. He could imitate anyone's voice. After Paul's death, they had to decide what to do about the band, which was such a big deal. They decided to try him out. He looked somewhat like Paul. Then they sent him to Africa. He had some plastic surgery to make him look more like Paul. He's actually publish a book about the memoirs of Billy Shears. You can get on Amazon.com, which looks to me to be completely authentic, but he explains that by contract he's not allowed to reveal the truth, you know, so it's given as a kind of a fictional, but it appears to me to be completely accurate. So it wasn't actually Paul who was engaged to Jane Asher. I believe they would have married. Paul does appear to, by the way, to have had a child by a German fan, a girl, who brought a paternity claim against him, but it was after Paul's death. And when they did the DNA comparison with Paul, as he's known, False Paul, F-A-U-L, who is actually Billy Shears, of course, the DNA didn't match. So the suit was dismissed. But if it had been brought against the, you know, real Paul, I think there would have been a match. So it's a curious situation, Rick, but that's how I see it.
Okay. Now, do you know what Linda McCartney's real name is?
Well, Eastman. She was from the Eastman Kodak family, I think. She was a very wealthy gal. She was, she was a photographer, you know.
No.
Go ahead.
No, her name is Linda Epstein, and her father was a lawyer to the Music Writers Association in New York. Her brother is John Eastman, John Epstein, who was a very powerful lawyer in New York, and there's some circles think that it was John Epstein that dropped the dime on that playwright, what was his name, Tennessee. He had him killed, and he was the guy behind killing John Lennon. Now, Linda Epstein's father, being a lawyer to the music industry, that's Murder Incorporated, okay? That's what that is. And I see Paul McCartney being forced to marry her. A shotgun wedding. Or he did it because he knew that, you know, it's the best thing to do. Because a lot of people in that music industry ended up dead from the 1960s up until the middle 1980s. But that is a mafia name in New York.
That's all Epstein. That's all extremely intriguing. My understanding is Linda walked up to him and said, "Hi, I know you're not Paul. When did you join the band?" I think he liked that she appreciated him, even though he wasn't James Paul McCartney.
No, that has nothing to do with it. That had to do with this. Paul McCartney was extremely rich and had a lot of cash flow in the future, and he either married her because he knew it was the thing. Put it this way, your career is over if you don't marry my daughter. That's how I see how it went. Now, whether Paul was switched out or not, I don't get into that because, you know, who knows? Who am I to know? But I can tell you that that's her real name, Linda Epstein. And it was revealed in Tommy James and the Shondells book, Tommy James, Me, the Mob, and the Music. He revealed that in that book, and there's a lot of other stuff in that book. But this guy who's the number one a bachelor of the world marries this chick who's divorced, and she's not even good looking, and she's got a 6-year-old kid. So, you know, all I can say is,
Thanks for coming on and sharing all that fascinating stuff.
Yep.
I've done a huge amount of research on Paul and his death and his replacement. You can find a whole lot of my interviews with multiple experts on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. It's very intriguing what you're suggesting, Rick, about Linda being Epstein. That's very intriguing. I will see what I can find about it. Thank you for calling in. Much appreciated.
Yep.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
And our next caller, Peter from Louisiana, join the conversation, Peter.
Yeah, hi, Jim. This is my first call. Peter from Los Angeles.
L.A., sure. Got it.
Welcome, by the way. I like the way you're running the show. I've heard some familiar callers in today. It's nice to see that. I agree with what you said to the gentleman. But by the way, I can't believe my library does not include the volume from Tommy James and the Shondells. But I missed that one somehow.
It's interesting. He mentioned Tommy James is among the only pop stars that I've ever known personally. So it's rather interesting that Tommy has that book. That's a nice point you make, Peter.
Well, I was saying it's basically, who knew that Tommy James wrote a book, and I don't know who would read it, but there you go. You spoke earlier with the gentleman. You were talking about Bitcoin and how Bitcoin is the absolute recipe for slavery, which I believe that it is.
Well, not Bitcoin, so per se, it's digital currency, the digital Doppler.
Making
all our transactions, you know, digital, so the government can monitor and control every purchase we make and cut us off if we misbehave, if we don't meet. It's going to be supplemented by a social credit score such as they have in China, where they keep track of our political opinions and who we associate with and what we have to say. And if they don't like it, they're going to punish us accordingly.
I completely 100% agree with you. Absolutely, you're right. That's what's going to happen. I don't see any way of stopping it either. But there's a point that you also made a point earlier with another caller was familiar, the guy that contributed to your legal defense fund. It was a good caller and always has intelligent things to say. Talking about the election, and there's no way around it except through the ballot. And Jim, I disagree. I think that when you have, again, people who can cut you off, like they're with a digital currency or any kind of bank account now, like they've done in England, to people that are politically incorrect, they completely shut down their bank accounts without the digital currency. But, you know, the enemy that we're facing is bigger than just the election. The same people that also fix the election were, sure, you know, all the networks, all the social media who got a sitting president and froze him out, silenced him the last week of the election, turned away. How do you have an election without this control of the bankers and BlackRock and Vanguard and the Federal Reserve and what they can do and what they can own and all the media?
You're spot on. You're absolutely correct. And the Rothschild influence, Rothschild owns the AP and Reuters, and they control virtually all the media in the United States. It's just shameful that the United States doesn't have an independent free press. We have propaganda outlets, and most of those, Tucker's even saying now, most of those or many of those on the liberal networks are actually CIA spokespersons, and I think he's absolutely right. I mean, I'll come back to that story, but I like what you're saying. I agree. Continue.
Well, yeah, Mockingbird. I mean, look at what's his name, the guy with the white hair, the idiot guy that's on CNN. He's an ex-CIA. There's a ton of ex-CIA guys. They're also, by the way, all over Congress, all these ex-intelligence guys who've been well-funded to be where they're at. But, for instance, just for the media, last night, today is, I know you're probably not a fan, but maybe you are. I'm a big college football fan. This is the opening week of college football.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to the Badger game tomorrow, you know. I mean, I'm recovering from a double bypass, but by God, I'm going to be at the game tomorrow.
I'm a Buckeye fan, and I'll tell you what, I follow football.
Hey, we're playing later.
I know we will, and it's going to be a tough game at your house. And Luke Fickell is a Buckeye guy, right?
We got a great new coach. We got a great new coach and terrific players, Peter. It's going to be a whole new dynamic Wisconsin football team.
It really is, and I'm a big Luke Fickell fan. I've followed him since he was in high school. But what I'm saying is, I just was trying to watch the games last night, Jim, and I'm on Spectrum Cable, and Spectrum and Disney are feuding about fees, and so I was cut off. No Disney property, all of ESPN. Which I have about six or seven of them, SEC channel, ACC channel, ABC, all owned by Disney, are on now. They've taken themselves off of Spectrum. So all I'm doing is sitting down to try to watch college football. And here we have basically Jewish-owned Disney struggling with Jewish-owned Spectrum. And with Jewish-owned Fox involved in this, whole thing. The point is, the whole system, not just in college sports, although that's what's affecting me today, is all controlled by the people who can print money out of nothing and have never been audited in 110 years.
And Peter, so you're 100%
election.
Yeah. Peter, you're 100% correct. If I didn't have four other callers lined up, I would want to talk longer today. I want you to call back. I really think you got a lot to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. Go ahead.
Everything you've covered, hey, we're spot on. Tom in Florida, join the conversation.
Yeah, Jim. I want to hear that song. Yeah, I am the Eggman. I am the Eggman.
Yeah.
I am the
Walrus.
Boo boo badoo. I am pretty. Hello.
Yeah. That was a song about Paul. Paul was a walrus. Yeah, they're singing about his death.
Yeah, he's the one that I buried Paul. Yeah, I know.
Right,
I know that.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I am the Eggman. I am the walrus. Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to that one caller, he's right about Eastman. I believe her name was Epstein. The whole thing is giant cabal.
I'm going to pursue that. I'm going to look into that. Yeah.
Well, I think that the whole thing's a cabal. And what I got to say is this. Big Brother is watching us, you. Their Big Brother's watching you and me and everybody from Israel. That's what I got to say. Big Brother's watching us from Israel. Okay?
Now, yeah.
So here's what I want to say about, and forget about Big Brother's something that we have to deal with down the road, I believe. But here's what I want to talk about. I'm looking at these illegal aliens coming here. They had a case, and by the way, did you see the girl in Tennessee that had enough fentanyl in the state of Tennessee? They busted her. She's like 24 years old, a white girl. She had all this fentanyl, enough fentanyl to kill every citizen base, I think, was in the city of. In the state of Tennessee.
Wow.
Now, these fentanyl, yeah, it's all over the news. And she's 20 in her 20s. And, yeah.
Wow.
And she had guns at her. They went to the warehouse. They went to a warehouse. They found all these guns and fentanyl, all kinds of different drugs. It was amazing with the bus they had there. And probably she's going to turn on whoever. But, you know, this is a giant network coming out of China, Mexico. And you got to look, did you see the case also where the guy finally got convicted in New York for beating the two girls to death with a baseball bat? Saw that, Jim?
MS-13? Oh, you know, that one might have slipped by me. Nasty, nasty, very nasty.
Yeah, well, there's thousands of these MS-13 here. And guess what, Jim?
Yeah.
Biden should be arrested right there. It's not Donald Trump should be in Atlanta, Georgia, getting a mugshot. It's Joe Biden should be going to Leavenworth for allowing the invasion with gang members. I'd like Peter to call back in on tomorrow.
I
want Peter to tell you and your audience how many gang members are in L.A. illegally, let alone the ones that are legally born here. How many illegal gang members are in Los Angeles? Somebody needs to do that. Maybe Peter.
I get it. Yeah, I believe Biden has committed treason by not enforcing our border laws. And I'm hearing rumors that the Biden syndicate think the only way they can escape impeachment or conviction is by provoking World War III with Russia. God help us if that happens, because hundreds of millions will die in the first hour and a half. But they are that corrupt. They're thinking of saving themselves. They think they can escape to underground bunkers or whatnot. I doubt very much it's going to play out the way they anticipate. But it's shocking and profoundly disturbing they would be thinking that way. Tom, this is good stuff. I do have three other callers.
Jim, I'll make it real quick. Joe Biden, the jackass Joe Biden, he should be put on that farm that Bob Barker left for jackasses. They should stick him over a 10-by-10-foot cell right there in Bob Barker's jackasses farm. And also, I just got to say this, Jim, real quickly. Biden. What he's getting away with alone, calling white Americans the biggest threat to this country? Joe Biden right there. The military should have made a move on him. How dare he call out the majority of the population of this country? That is the biggest disgrace that's ever happened to any president in this country. And by the way, you're talking about Teddy Roosevelt.
I couldn't agree more. It's a whole Democrat party. Yeah.
All right.
It's a whole party today, Tom. Good stuff, Tom. Tom, I got turned to Miles from Maine, who's being patiently standing by, but I like what you're telling me, Tom. I like it. Miles, join the conversation.
Yeah, Jim, you know, this country's on the threshold of destruction because of the liberals, the Democrats, and all this absolute nonsense. And for the second day in a row, you're out here promoting a liberal that's anti-gun, one of our biggest problems, being anti-Second Amendment. She's anti-gun.
Yeah.
Another huge problem, pro-illegal immigration. Okay, and then another one is she's on the CFR register and coincides with them, which is the CFR is the absolute antithesis of a free nation in the United States of America.
Yeah.
I don't see how, with your intelligent mind, you come back to that 24 hours later. Now, here's
I'm
my
just
other
not,
thing.
I'm just, not re- I'm just not reading Tulsi the way you're reading Tulsi, Miles. I think she's an independent woman, intelligent, well-educated. I don't give any credence to the CFR stuff. I think a lot of politicians get signed up, and it doesn't mean a damn thing. That's my opinion. I think she's educable on the Second Amendment. I was already explaining that. And Miles, you don't have to call in to rebut me on Tulsi just because I say I like her as a candidate. I respect your opinion, and I like you to respect mine.
I'd just like you to research her voting record and see, because what you're saying doesn't coincide with her voting record, James.
Okay.
And, you know, you're an intelligent guy, but, you know, and I know this, too. I mean, you got information on Ramaswamy that was sent to you, and look at him, and you're still talking about him and the Soros thing and this.
I don't think you're appreciating my point about Ramaswamy. He's stirring up a lot of points. He's provoking discussion. Miles, I don't support him for vice president. I just like the way he's kicking up a lot of issues. That's what I like. That's all.
I do. I'd like people to remind where he's really coming from, even though he does. Because, see, they've got the script now. They learned that when Trump says it, this is the way you go to get a swarm of people behind you. Now, their sincerity's not there, but they're going to repeat. They're going to mockingbird the proper talking points. Now, here's something else on a different level I wanted to speak to you on. Who is doing this to Santana? Is this Ticketmaster, or who is this? Because this is an easily resolvable issue. I mean, who is blacklisting him, so to speak, like that?
Oh, I think it's a Country Music Association, whatever. Let me see here. I'm pulling it up. CMT, it appears. They pressured CMT to remove the music, but we got that. Try that in a small town still, of course, is succeeding. Who's going after
Santana? Hold on. That's Jason Aldean. I'm talking about Santana. Who's making him cancel?
I know. But I don't have more specific. Let's see who's being attacked, you know.
Okay, because here's what we do with that. We don't listen to CMT anymore. We let them go Bud Light. Okay? So we don't listen to them.
Miles, look, I appreciate your points. I'll look more at Tulsi's voting record. I'll do that.
Well, one more thing. Santana or one of these musicians, okay, any of these musicians, you come up with your own promoting company. Santana's not going to be playing the California Jam or nothing anymore. So you play the smaller venues. You promote yourself. People out there still want to see him, and you still fill up your arenas, and you cut out Ticketmaster or whoever it is causing the problem.
That's correct.
All you do. Thank you, James. Have a good show.
Thank you, Miles. I appreciate your calls. David in Massachusetts joined the conversation, but we're going to be cut off by the break, David, so we'll continue after. Go ahead. Squeeze in a few words first.
Okay. Hello, Mr. James Fetzer. I think this is the first time I've spoken with you. I'm calling from Quincy, Massachusetts. They call it the city of presidents. And I'm calling. There's the name Marshall William Francis Deegan, ring a bell with you?
The name again? Repeat that, David.
Federal Marshal William Francis Deegan.
Federal Marshal William Deegan. I'm not sure it does. Go ahead, David, and we've cut the break, so you can go ahead and lay on. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, he's the marshal that's out on Ruby Ridge there, out there with, in the Randy
Weaver
homestead. He shot Sammy Weaver Jr.'s black Labrador Retriever dead. The dog's name was Striker. And then when Sammy went running back to his parents to tell him that someone had shot his dog, then he shot Sammy in the back, shot him dead.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah, there you go. Ruby Ridge was a disgrace.
Yeah, well, what I want to get across to the public broadcasting audience is there's a newspaper here in Quincy. It's called the Quincy, Massachusetts, the Quincy Patriot Ledger. The Patriot Ledger. Well, the anniversary was in August. You know, it happened in 1992 in August, I think August 25th and everything. But I want the RBN audience to look at the write-up in the Patriot Ledger, just memorializing this guy, and they're saying that he made the ultimate sacrifice for his country. He gave his life for his country, and talking about his military record, and they completely ignore the fact that Randy Weaver served with the most decorated Green Beret commander, James Bo Greitz, over in Vietnam as a Green Beret, as a Green Beret Vietnam veteran. They completely ignore that, and they're calling him a white supremacist and all these neo-Nazi and all. But look at this Patriot Ledger newspaper, and see what these deep state demon rats in these cities like Quincy, Massachusetts Dr. Fessett. They've destroyed my life. I might not even be alive much longer. It's unbelievable what they're doing to me. The courts, the police, they're all teamed up with Black Lives Matter in Antifa. My life's hanging by a thread, so I'm not going to go down without a fight. So the newspaper was the Quincy, Massachusetts Patriot Ledger newspaper, and there's a whole bunch of articles from years past and everything too, and read what these demon rat bastards exalt this bastard, this coward that shoots a little boy in the back. They exalt him. He made the supreme sacrifice for his country. He gave his life. He laid his life down for his country by shooting a 12-year-old boy in the back and the boy's dog.
It is disgusting. You're absolutely right, Dave. It is disgusting.
Yeah. I was living up in Alaska at the time, and I was associated with Bo Greitz. It was called Operation Alaska when James Bo Greitz was running for president. And we were having straw polls up in Alaska. We had just established the Alaskan Independence Party and everything. But we had a contingent of patriots up in Alaska. We were ready to go down there to Ruby Ridge. Bo Greitz just had to give the word. And we were going to go down, some manpower, some muscle to back up Bo. But, you know, Hitler, what was it? The Nazis used to say about Hitler, the strong man stands alone. And say what you will about Lieutenant Colonel James Bo Greitz. There's pros and cons about Bo Greitz, but he is a strong man. I've met him, and the strong man, he chose to stand alone.
You're making a lot of important points very powerfully. I have two more callers standing by. I want to thank you for those excellent points, though. I really like what you're saying, and I agree with you. And I'm not going to go down without a fight either, Dave. I am with you. Frank in New York. Frank, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. Excuse me. People have to look into Tulsi Gabbard. You know, Miles up there in Maine, he hates her, obviously. But she's changed her opinion, her stance on that. You could go to multiple sites. She's pro-gun now, okay? Rebel News, On the Issues, Concerned Carry, Montana Gun Trader. These people have come out. She's admitted. She had a meeting with Steve Scalise. And she said, she's kind of involved in that issue. He educated her on some of the points. Okay? You know, now back when she was a congresswoman, she was liberal. There's no doubt about it. But she's changed her stance. You know, people can do that. Donald Trump supported a lot of Democrats for years, right? He won't give any money to any Democrats these days. And regarding Eastman, you are correct. Her name was Eastman. She went to high school. You can see her photo in the 1959 Scarsdale High School graduation book there, you know what I mean? And her father, though, her father changed his name. He was Epstein, and then he changed it to Eastman. But she was born Eastman, and she was raised Eastman, although obviously she is, does have Jewish blood in her. But, you know, she is an Eastman, and you were correct on that point. And people got to look, just anybody right now, go in and Google Tulsi Gabbard, gun control, stances, and she's changed, you know. And back in 2021, she was going after Biden and Harris about the border crisis. You know, she's not for these open borders. You know, originally she was a liberal. People change. I mean, you know, let's give her a break. You know, I think the woman.
I so appreciate those points, both of them. Excellent. I'm delighted. What else would you like to add? Go ahead. We got one more caller, but Frank, squeeze in a few more points.
Well, actually, in 21, she did go after these people with the border. You know, she has changed her stance, took her header on. She has her own show. People can go in and Google it. You know, in the last year and a half, she says she's, you know, evolved. I mean, the liberals are blasting her, you know what I mean? But, you know, the alt-right are saying, hey, you know, let's see what she's got to say. You know, they can say one thing and do another, but I think she's sincere, and I agree with you. And some caller earlier said, oh, she'd be nice to look at. And I don't think there's any doubt about that, Jim.
I think, Frank, honestly, I think I'm a little smitten with Tulsi. That may be why I like her so much.
Yeah,
wonderful
stuff,
Frank. We got one more caller staying by, James in Vancouver. James, welcome back to the show. Only a little time. Give us your thoughts. James in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's not the name, it's the game. Tommy James and the Shondells were involved with high-level mobsters in New York City, and their records were, laundering money. It was a cash business big time. And I saw the interview with Tommy James, and he names names. So you got to get the book. And being, what's that guy's name, a guitar player that was just mentioned?
Santana.
Yeah, Santana. Look, at he'll get a phone call or somebody will walk up to him and say, look, if you don't shut up, you're going to be playing your guitar with a prosthetic. Okay, this is how it works. I'll let you go.
Nice. Yes.
Talk to you later.
Nice. James, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Any final thought?
I know, but I really enjoy your show, and sometime I'm going to tell you about my book, but not today.
Thanks. Okay. Well, I'm delighted you called. I've been real happy being here at RBN. I just want to tell you.
Yeah.
No, this is a great fit. I love the audience. Your callers, you're doing a great job. And I have no objection to people having differences of opinion. That's a great thing about being Americans. We're all entitled to our own opinion, or at least we were until the Democrats took control of the government. Stand by.
Well,
have a great weekend, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Just need someone to love. Should it be anybody? I want somebody to love. Oh, I can buy a little help from my friend. Gonna try a little help from my friend. Oh, I get high a little help from my friend. Yes, I get by a little help from my friend. With a little help from my friend.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.